Those doors closed. 9 o'clock, here we go. Hello, everybody. My name is Rosa Thomas. How are you today? Hope everybody's having a good last day, I think, for most of you. So how many of you guys know about smart glass? I just want to know smart glass in terms of familiarity. Okay. Anyone here developing second screens? Okay, one there, a few over there, good. So you are at the right place. We're going to be talking about how to just smart. I'll give an overview of smart glass, and I'll go pretty quickly depending how you guys are, you know, taking it. And then I'll talk a little bit about how to build our architecture API. In fact, let me just show you right away the agenda here. Let's see if it's transition. Here we go. So the overview, a bit about the app itself. We're going to go over some screenshots for the companions. For smart glass companions that we have released. Some demos, hopefully it's gonna work. I've got planned 2 demos, but if not, I have some screenshots in case things here don't work out. It was quite complicated last night to get this going, so hopefully it's working today as well. Some best practices. So let me start with, thought I clicked this? Here we go. So when we started with smart glass, what we wanted to make sure we did was we didn't want to come up with a proprietary hardware for a controller for the Xbox. We wanted to make sure we used the devices that everybody already has in their hands and their pockets. So this was super important for us. Nothing proprietary, no special hardware, as some others have chosen. That was our choice, and it was a strategic. We also wanted to, for those of you who are familiar with Xbox, entering text and text fields into an Xbox with a controller is quite hard. And so we wanted to capture the fact that with the gestures that you can do in the devices already in your pocket, you can not only enter text in a much easier, more private way, but also be able to, you know, manipulate and use the finger swipes and pinch and so forth to use that to control your experience on Xbox. So this was very important to simplify how you interact with Xbox. So then, of course, we wanted to come up with a platform, so a smart glass platform for developers that would be easier for them to develop companion experiences. We did not want them to have to go and understand all of the complexities of developing native apps across all the different devices. We wanted to have one app in which you just have to worry about your experience. So it was very critical that we developed such a platform. And then finally, we didn't want those companion experiences to just stay in the living room. We wanted them to continue and take that forward with them somewhere on the go away from the living room. So those are the 4 key things we had in mind when we developed the smart glass. So far, since we shipped in October 2012, our very first version, we've had over 17 million app downloads across all of the devices, majority of the most popular devices. We've had great response both in attach rates and return rates. Some of our experiences with media, for example, the Star Trek 2009, just in the month of May, we had, I think it was 57% attach rate. It was something phenomenal, and we were blown away by how much engagement we were getting with the users, by the content that was being provided by this companion in smart glass. We are seeing, in average, between game and media, about 16 minutes average length. So it could go less for one and too much for the other, but about 16 minutes. And we want that to increase. And so this is a key we are measuring as we're going along smart glass in terms of how our users are perceiving it. And of course, we're enjoying the, you know, our app itself. We get the 4-star rates constantly. The E3 last 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were nominated by, well, I don't think what the result is yet, but I know you were nominated by the most innovative and some, a lot of good press around E3 on smart glass, if you guys were there. In terms of partners, we had, this is just a sample of partners. I'm going to talk about some of them as we're going. But they created some great experiences, some companion experiences on 360. And the good news is those, what they have learned then with the 360, you will apply with Xbox One. We made sure, and you'll see me talking about this, that your surfaces for companion experiences that we provided in 360 and the API is going to carry forward on Xbox One. So, but before I talk into about, you know, the exact to go through some examples of experiences, let me talk about why they are building companions. And there are four areas. Mostly, they want that engagement that I mentioned, the 16 minutes to go longer. All our partners want, how can we get my users more engaged? And so always looking into how can I do this? What kind of content can I offer? What kind of a contextually relevant experience I could add so that my users can stay longer, not just within the game, but also going outside the game. They also want to use the word of mouth. They like the fact that smart glass users are our best advocates. And so they want to expand the audience by creating that buzz on the smart glass and people using their device. Look how cool this is. So that's another reason they like that. We offer features for monetization, and I won't go through here in detail because this audience is most developers. But there is a lot of things we have available in terms of how can you make money on this. For example, or buy goods, physical goods. There's all sorts of things that are available and possible with a smart glass. And then finally, how can we encourage our users to share that experience in a broader way, on their favorite social media? So that was the main reasons why they wanted to use a smart glass. In terms of since we've launched, we've learned from both our users and our partners. From our users, we learned, yes, companions, absolutely great. Give me more, the more, the better. We are hearing that loud and clear. They also like the fact that it is their controller. It is the key thing. They say, oh my God, this is so cool. I can control my experience. I no longer have to reach for that remote control or that particular controller. So we actually, in Xbox One Smart Glass, we actually have capitalized on that, and I'll explain that when I go along. But we put a lot of emphasis on being able to control and have this universal controller for the experience. For the companion one, and also the dashboard. And then last here is more content. In 360, we gave things like achievements, people, messages, or some things like that. We're going to be adding more. They want more, and you'll see what we've done on the Xbox One Smart Glass to give them more to our users on being able to do more. In terms of when they are away on the go from the console. From our partners that has built those experiences so far, they love the fact that the web-based model that we chose, the HTML model, in the sense that they find that it scales well, works relatively well across most of the devices, and it's simpler, just faster to iterate. In other words, they can quickly change the content, and they can just not have to worry about going through a certification process that you would have to go through otherwise if you were developing anything new, even if it's a slight change on an app on another mobile platform. And so here, the customers, our users, downloaded the Smart Glass app, and you own your hosting site, as I will explain it in a little while, and then you can just iterate on that. So they really like that. They think that scales really well, and it's very cost-effective way of doing this. So I'm going to switch here to the Xbox One Smart Glass and the core scenarios there. So here's our new home UI for Smart Glass, the command and control. I told you, if you look on the right corner, lower corner, you see this little icon for the remote control. That is your, and you click on that, you will see the, you know, you can control, it's your universal software remote control. For that you are able to control all of the entertainment experiences on your Xbox One. And it doesn't have to be just in focus. You can do things in the background. You can control just about everything. So in this particular case here, you see Halo Waypoint as being available in terms for you to launch the companion experience for Halo. And under the Now Playing bar, under Halo 4, it shows what's in focus. So on your main screen, you'd have Halo playing. When you bring up your device, you see something like this. In 360, we would auto-launch the Halo companion. But because of what I've mentioned before, that they like the control, and we had so many things we want them to see and do, we decided that we don't want to auto-launch it, so we're not going to auto-launch. It's going to be there available for them to launch. We didn't want to presume what the user wants to do first, because there are so many things you can do with that device. And so if you want to do the companion, you just click there, and then it will be launched. But here are the other things. If you were to click on Halo 4, for example, that now playing bar, if you're listening to music, for example, you would be able to change the track of a song that you're playing without impacting what you're seeing on the screen. And so it's multifunctional, multitasking. It's all in one, all that you need to control your console. So, of course, the sliding, very fast access. You can swipe and go forward, just like you're probably very used to this already if you are familiar with Windows environment. This is what's so cool about that we've added in the Smart Glass with Xbox One, which is the ability to add tiles. With Windows 8, Windows Phone 8, folks are used now to the concept of tiles and pinning them and saving, sort of a customizing their home screen. This is available on the go, so you would be able to do this when you have an internet connectivity away from your console. You program your Xbox One entertainment for that evening, you pin and save, and when you get home and you connect, you would see what you, in essence, programmed here. So this is one other way that we have added since 360 for Xbox One, to have that all-in-one experience and more things for our users to do while they were away from the console. So here's the other thing. In Xbox One, you have this concept of help. Now, every title, be it app or a game, is going to have, by default, some help. It's going to be a developer requirement. In this case, if you guys were in E3, I think we showed Rise there. This is the companion for the game. If you want game help, you have this help available on the screen, or when you say Xbox help, or you do help gestures, whatever that gesture is, because I don't think I know. But that same content is available in your smart glass, and that way you don't need to, you know, traverse the help content on the screen. And if you are app the same way, whether it's maybe error codes, service may be down, whatever it is, the context is the same, and it's relevant to what you are seeing now. So this is also something that comes for free for our partners once they have a title that are available in Xbox One. They would get this for free. Any kind of a help context would be available in their smart glass. So let me talk about some of the companion experiences. So the very first one here, if you guys have seen anybody Forza fans here, so I was going to ask you to come and do it for me, but no, I wasn't going to do that. So Forza, starting with 360, once you launch Forza on 360, that's what you'd see on your smart glasses. It starts the companion experience, and then you have this aerial view. If you can see, there is some sort of a triangle that says where you are in here on the screen and highlights the route where you're going, and you can have this great companion experience where you can set different routes, go to different locations where you're going to want to race. And then as you are getting good at this, there's also all sorts of badges and things that you get, and pretty soon your world is going to be cluttered, and so you are able to filter a few things. So if you just want to say, you know, races you want to go to, or whatever, you know, just a certain things, you can filter and see only that. So this is what the folks at Forza did. And they launched this just at launch with us in October. So the other one I wanted to show is karaoke. Karaoke, everybody knows what that is. And then at home, when you're having a party, it's kind of, you know, hard when you have everyone has to go in and say, hey, I wanted this song, and then you pass to the next person, I wanted another song. So what they have done is they have created this companion experience that you can do this either when you are connected to the Xbox there, up to 4 on 360, or when you are disconnected away from the console. And then you have the ability to select songs and plan your party, or when you are in the party with your friends, people can just pre-select. They can even practice some songs that they wanted to practice before they're going for showtime. So very cool, makes the party flow go much faster. It's a very fluid experience. Home Run Stars, an arcade game. This is a two-player game which involves Kinect and the smart glass device. So I play that with my kid all the time. It's kind of fun. So he's sitting on the batter. He's a batter with a bat, pretending to be a batter on the Kinect in front. And I'm the pitcher. I hold the smart glass device. And so that's what I see when I start. And the goal of the game is for me to try to get a pitch to him that is secret. He doesn't know what's coming, to make it more difficult for him to score and score well. And you can play, of course, without dual play. But this would be the dual play with a smart glass. And so I have to pick and choose here what I want, what kind of pitch I want, if it's a slide ball, curve ball, whatever it is. And depending how much faster I go through doing this and how quickly I hit the targets, then the ball is going to come a certain way. Now, and of course, I get some points, and then we can exchange, and then we can change places. But one of the things that you're going to see on our API is that we have what's called device capabilities, and so the devices nowadays has all sorts of sensors. And at first, when we were designing this, we thought, hey, you know, why don't we use the device accelerometer? And we could just, instead of tapping on the device, we could just sort of adjust and do this and pretend what that's going to be. But we decided that wasn't a good idea after all, because we figured all those devices are going to just hit the screen, and there would be too much bad PR around this. I said, no, let's not do that. And so we decided to play that way. So that's how it came out. But you could do things with the device, because as you'll see shortly, our API allows you to do that. Star Trek fans on the audience, you Star Trek 2009, before Star Trek Into Darkness, that was, I think, aired here in the US on May 17th, the folks at Paramount, they wanted to have this companion experience. So this is with Xbox Video. And so if you were to buy or rent the movie, you would, you would get the second experience. And what they did there, so this is what you'd get, and this is what I think I mentioned in May, there was just a lot of people coming and doing this. You have a connected experience, which is the second screen on the button there, or the extras, which you could do there, or you could also see those extras when you were away from your device. You can go and play a game. You could also pre-order tickets. This was prior to May 17th. And then after May 17th, back to the point of how easy it is to update, they just, within the hour, they updated to say order tickets. And there was nothing had to do. It was live. As long as they deployed that to live, the smart glass app is just going to render whatever your site has live. Very good. So if you were to select the second screen experience as you were watching the movie, you would see the timeline. You could sync the app to the movie or the movie to the app. You could see things in clips. And as you were to select a video clip, the main screen would then stop and pause, and you see your video clips on your smart glass device. And then when it completed, it would continue there. So it's just very engaging. And a lot of things they have put there, just a lot of great content. And I think my conclusion on this one is content is king. That's probably why they had so many people wanting to continue to have this experience along. So this is what you'd see if you were to order tickets before May 17. Behind the scenes is you can get this as a disconnected companion, and they have several great scenes that didn't make the movie. And so they had that over there for you to enjoy. UFC. There's another one, I think was February this year, number 156, I think. And the cool thing about this one is the companion, that what they have done is they connected with this, the back-end service for this fight metric. And as these guys were fighting and punching each other, you would see real time how many head punches that one would have got, or legs, or body. It was really fascinating to see, and you can see where you are. You could actually see some information about those champions as well, or fighters as well. Very good, engagement on this one as well, especially for UFC chants. So I'm going to now try to switch to, I'm going to do the Xbox 6, and I'm going to do the wolf here. So you should see, hopefully, on your screens. I can't see it here though. What am I missing? I like to see. Is that the three? Do I have to be three? So, okay, I want to make sure I can't see what they can see. So I'm going to do four for the wolf, and I got to do Xbox 6. Can you guys? Spots, okay. All right, so then I'm going to go here. But I can't see it in here, so it's going to be... Oh, maybe I can. Now this screen here is not. I'm not able to, let me just see if I can. Maybe I'm just need to. Okay, here we go. All right. So before I start, I just wanted to show, this is the second screen for Team Ninja. They released this, I think, in March, April. And the idea here is when you are gaming, when you are playing game, you often don't know where you are with your achievements. And what they have done is they have created a way that you can see as you are playing your achievements. And you can see things like if you get stuck, and yes, I'll show you, you can actually get videos for you to help you get unstuck. So it was very simple for them to do. It was, I think, done in a month or two. It was very quickly the way it was done. So hopefully if this works, when I start playing this, and I'm going to apologize in advance for the gore here, I'll try to be quick. And because the point is I got to get started with the game for the things to show over here. And so what I want to, if this is working, if this is connected, what should be, I connected with the same account on 360 in here. You should just see this updating in real time. It should also order the right achievement that I'm working towards. So let me see here. Okay. Okay, this is very simple. I'm not a good gamer, but I just want to see if it's updating. So I'm just trying to go. Where the hell am I? Here we go. There we go, here we go. There we go, so I have a few more guys to kick here. So what I want you to see, before I stop this, sorry, I'm getting excited here. I just want to finish these. Okay, go. Sorry again. All right, done, I promise, done. No, not done. There we go, I think. Incredible. So I didn't think to be this excitement, but I guess it was. So this ship shows how great I did, which is not that great. But anyways, you can see I was working through the Catan Master. You guys can see this, right? And if I wanted, if the same is stuck or whatever, I can actually see here, through a query that they have done through YouTube, and they did some tokens information, so they kind of know where they are in the game. And you see, in coming up just with query through the YouTube APIs, you can get to see the latest. And if you were to, if I were to click in one of these, my video of where I was actually in the game would come up, and it would help me figure out, you know, how I could get stuck, you know, unstuck from this particular position. So this is kind of a really cool thing they did in terms of how can I help my gamers move along and stay engaged. Sometimes you're so close to your goal and you don't really know. It's nice to have that companion there to say, hey, you know, I'm truly close, let's keep going, and that kind of is helpful. So that's that on this one. I'm going to switch back to PowerPoint right now. Too many buttons here. So am I on PowerPoint now? Okay. So let's talk about developing these guys. You're going to start seeing some things about Xbox One now. Basically, the key difference from Xbox, from a smart glass perspective, is that one, we have increased the number of simultaneous connections you could have. With Xbox 360, you have up to 4 connections at the same time. With Xbox One, we go up to 16 connections. All of the APIs, as I mentioned, are going to be available. The 360 and Xbox One are going to be the same. We want to make sure that that was the case so that our developers and our partners could develop those and be familiar and apply that content, that same, into Xbox One. Surface is the HTML surface, which is the one we have started with in I think October last year. We are continuing on that. That's been very popular. And for some of the games, for the, what we call the remote rendering surface, this is where you use some of the resources of your main game and then you can render that directly onto your device. It's usually for extension of the gameplay. It's not a mirroring. It's not mirrored. It's not something for you to mirror. It's like, hey, how can I add more engagement, more help on the game, or whatever it is that you want to do. It's up to the content creator so that you can do some direct streaming from your main game to the device. In a text entry surface, you can overlay each and every one of them. We'll just put it on top just to make it easier. A bit on the architecture. I won't go here into tremendous detail. What I will try to do here is, from those of you who are developing, what I want to come across here is, it is very simple for you to do this. We took a lot of the burden out of the developer, and you will see some of what we've done here. So this is under the covers how it works. First and foremost, the shared app is on the left-hand side. I'm not sure if you've seen this picture before, but there is some reservations for exclusive games and for apps. We call it shared apps on the left-hand side. That's what you write, right? That's what the developers, our partners, write. Everything that's in green is partner. Every other color you see there is us. And for you to have it enabled with Smart Glass, you just have to call our APIs. There is console-side APIs, and there is client-side APIs. So we'll start on the console side. One important thing I want to mention here for those of you, this is the time for you to tell your users that experience can be extended with a Smart Glass. If there is one thing I want you to get out of this is, if there is one thing you can do, tell your users here, hey, Smart Glass enabled with this. Game of Thrones did that very successfully in our experience that we launched on 331. If you're watching Game of Thrones episode at season 3, all of it are Smart Glass enabled, and you should see a pre-roll saying, hey, extend this with a Smart Glass, download your Smart Glass. And you have all sorts of things that are available to you in Game of Thrones. So basically, once you call our APIs, we instantiate with a bunch of components and things to handle input from the users, how many users are connected, what are they doing, are they pinching, are they pulling. It depends on what you're doing. Because it's entirely possible for you to create companion experiences. In the case of HTML, for example, for media, you might not need to do any title messaging API. You may just be able to listen to the playhead state information that's coming from that particular application on a title, and you can do companion experience just as that with that without title messaging. The one that I showed on Xbox on Star Trek, they've done that entirely without communicating to the title itself, because the title is Xbox Service. That's the app that's on Xbox 360. And all that they are doing is they're initializing and says, I'm here, I want to listen to where you are in this movie. What's the movie length and where you are in every second and every frame. They render what they want to render. So it's very, very useful because you can update that without having to update the title. So a bunch of stuff in here. I won't go into the details. I want you to focus on what you need to do. From a sign-in perspective, when the user signs in, the first thing we do is we go through a service on the cloud. And then we try to pair. It says, okay, if I have this user, this is a Microsoft account, and then we'll know which possible consoles you may be connected to. And we return that list to the application, to the Smart Glass app. And again, you are not involved here. We are involving. This is our app, our kind of a bed plumbing, if you will. And then when we give this list of IP addresses, if you will, for the Xbox, if there is... if the Smart Glass device is on the same subnet of that console, of one of those, then the app is going to connect directly. And it's going to stay connected directly for the entire time. And then your app, then you see the home page of our Smart Glass app. You won't still see yet the launching of your companion experience, because I first need to figure out, okay, is there a companion associated with this title? And the way we know this is because, as part of the relationship with us being a partner, you will let us know that you have a companion, and then we're going to register that, and all that we know from you, need from you is a URL for that companion. And so we'll go and find that. What's the URL? And then we'll get it, and we'll just render it. So this is the green areas is what you, as a developer, you'd have to worry about. Everything else is infrastructure we provide. You don't have to worry. Again, you download that app once. You don't have to search for the apps on your store. You just search for a smart glass, whatever device you have. You bring that down. From that point on, that's all you need, because the experiences now are going to be changing depending on what you're watching, depending on what you're selecting. So very powerful from the user perspective, in my view. Just, of course, text. From a remote, from a direct surface perspective, again, there was no hosting site. It's all coming straight from the right-hand side. And that's all remote rendering. That's no different here. The only difference here is that there is no cloud here, only direct connection. It's not supported. And it's only supported for the game reservation OS. So all of this is possible with our APIs, our console and client-side APIs. On the console side, you have the typical things you'd expect, some initialization functions and things that you have to do to initialize a smart glass. But this is also where you can prepare to get and send messages to the client. So if you're using Title Messaging API, for example, it's just a bidirectional pipe, JSON formatted. That's why we need the parser and a writer. Because at the end of the day, it's just an object. We'll look it up and see what's the message that you guys agreed to have. And so it's your title contact, you know, connecting with your companion. And then you can act upon whatever you want. So for example, if I want IE, let's pick an IE integration right now for 360. What IE did was you have IE on your device. You can, and you're in the living room and you're doing a browsing session, you can share that on the screen. You can say share to Xbox. And then you go, and as you are pinching and zooming with your fingers on IE, you see the pinching and the zooming on the main screen, and everybody can see where you're doing. And that was possible because they decided not to act locally only on the smart glass device. They wanted to act on that on the main console. And so with that information, that raw input data for pinching and zooming was sent through this title messaging API, and then it was then acted upon on the device side. From the client side, again, I just want to repeat the same one for 360. So today, you could be developing things with a 360 and be fairly certain that your HTML experience, and I don't say HTML experience, is going to work on Xbox One. From a client, there's application-level APIs, things like, you know, handling events for clients, connections, disconnected thing. There's things like service proxy function, which is used for calling any RESTful service API, any RESTful service. And it helps with things like cross-site scripting, so we do that for you. I'm going to show you one example of this. This is the title and media state events that I mentioned for media, so you can know what's playing and where they are exactly, so you can provide that contextually relevant companion at that particular second. This is what you would use. You can launch a native browser on that device. So on the Star Trek 2009 experience, you had the ability to pre-order tickets. That's what they used. The device capability APIs we've added because we didn't find that the browser controls on the embedded browser of the that we use on the smart glass, we didn't find that there was enough support. They don't hook up all the sensors on the device. So we wanted to expose that as a JavaScript API. And so you have all of the sensors and capabilities available to you. Our platform, of course, we have a reference, got a lot of documentation and things like that. For if you are an iOS developer, you probably use our Smart Glasses Studio tool for that platform. If you are an Android developer or a Windows developer, we provide to all. And that is the main tool you'll use as a developer, because you're going to develop and you can debug, you can launch, and you'll see me using here in my next demo the Smart Glasses Studio for the Windows phone device, if it works. So let's see what else. Yeah, it's tea time. So this is very simple, just a prototype. It's on my dev kit, so don't expect much. But what I want to say is what this is about is, I'm just going to explain the concept here first. Oftentimes, the game community wants to share what they have done, and they want to play with that. And so, hey, wouldn't it be nice to try to capture a moment? This is on the 360 that was done. A moment on my game and be able to share it out. That will be so cool. And so this is what this could be. So where on your title, you implement a few things to upload to our cloud your screenshot, and then you can then pick it up, and you will see here, you can then call that, and you only need this with a service proxy function, and you need this with the, you know, just knowing an ID for that particular title, and ZUID, which is the media title ID and the ZUID, and I'll show you shortly. So let me see if there's anything I want to say here. And you want to share, and if you want to change that, so I've seen some prototypes where they actually are drawing and writing silly things and then sharing out. This is sort of what the intent here is to just share moments. So yeah, let me just go to the... So now I need Wolf, which I think... Is Wolf on yet? No. Okay, so I'm going to do 4. I'm going to move this out of the way. And then I need Xbox 5, I think. And, okay. Let me make sure. Okay. Just my teapot. Now let me try to get and connect this. I'm sure if I'm already connected or not. We'll see if I'm connected, this will work. So the idea here is the game, the title on it, running on this dev kit that I've deployed, just trying to take a screenshot of this, a picture of this, and uploads, and I'm just going to, and it uploads this. And on my device, which is, can you guys see the device okay there? It's kind of small. And it can tell this is prototype code, right? Don't get too excited about this. So the idea is if I, and I have to kind of zoom this. Is it zooming bad? So I'm not sure what's shown, but you can see now that I was actually able to capture the particular screenshot that I took in my device. So if I keep moving it again, and I was able to do that. And I'll show you the code and how fast this was done. And then if you just upload it, not so much the uploading part, but the fact that how this campaign, I think, was done in weeks. And then here we go. So what I want to go back now to, I want to go back to PowerPoint. And 3, right? 3, is it, are you guys seeing both ways PowerPoint? So this is us getting the ZUID. Hey, this is a way how do I get the ZUID? If you look at this xbc.info, this is our API. You get the ZUID, which is the identity of this user, because you need the title claim as well as the user claim. Is everything okay? Okay. This is the biggest part of the code, which is really trying to get to that title store data. We used our cloud, which is really cool. You don't have to worry about having servers to store in your game. If you have a million of users, you do not want to have to store their best moments. Is it not working?
No, it's working.
Okay. So the key things in here, this is sort of your title ID. That's something you get when you register for your title. Then you build the URL for that particular TMS service, the title storage on Xbox Live. You prepare your settings, and you just use the service proxy API with those settings. And then you get, and you just display that and draw that image. Very simple. I think there was 50 to 100 lines of HTML Java code. Let's talk about Xbox One and Windows 8.1. There is what's so cool now with Windows 8.1 and Xbox One integration, if you guys have used 8.1, you have this ability to swipe from the left and you see the device charm. With Windows 8.1, you will be able to, if you have your apps developed correctly, and that's what this is about, be able for you to stream on a device. So Xbox One would show up, and I'm going to show here how this integrates well with the smart glass. So Xbox Music and Xbox Video are going to be the first to implement this, but the idea is there having a problem anywhere here?
It's not syncing right. I'll get it.
Okay, sorry. I'll try to talk about this.
They can see it on the outside screen.
They can see it? Okay. So... at any rate, so this is like you can play it from your device, Windows 8.1. If you have an app on your Windows 8.1 device and you select from the left and you say play on Xbox One, it will just play there. And I'll show you how this is done. And it's very convenient for all sorts of reasons, and I'll go there into more detail. So start again, Xbox One console, what you have to do. I'm picking an example here, just use the Hulu app. Imagine an app like Hulu, and you try, and it's an app that has a companion for Smart Glass. I also want that app to be discoverable from the app on the device side. So on the console side, what I have to do, I have to implement this contract called Play to Receiver contract. And you'll be able to discover this app on a Windows 8.1, the app on your Xbox One. Then you have to register, in order to be able to auto-launchable, you have to register in the app manifest. So those are the two key things to do from your app on Xbox One. On the device side, you do something similar, but the opposite in a way, because you implement now the display to app contract, and that's what it allows the device charm to populate with Xbox One. And then you have to also add this URI, Xbox, Microsoft, Play to preferred URI, and you can do whatever after Hulu. And Hulu, of course, is just an example. You could do dash whatever your name is. I just put Hulu because I called it the Hulu app. So once you do that, then supposedly on the runtime, you have this, when you from the left, you see Play on Xbox One, and you click on that, you get an event on your app in focus, which is your, in this case, the Windows 8.1 Hulu app. And then if you know, and you know, because, sorry, I keep touching here, and you know that you have a companion for the same Xbox One title. So you can also do, so you not only get this event on one app, but you can also launch the Smart Glass application that I've mentioned just in previous slides with your Hulu companion experience there. For some reason, it's not installed. You can then send them straight to the Windows Store to bring it down. But that's kind of the idea here. Hey, it'd be cool to have this ability for you to stream to a device from your same app. It doesn't have to be just this is the way how you do it with Xbox One. But there may be other devices that your app might want to do, and it's a cool way for you to stream to devices. There was a session on this on Wednesday by Gabe Frost, and I think it's 3-087. So review that content if you're curious to know how this works. He goes into a lot more detail than I have. So just now, wrapping up a little bit, the surface types we talked about, the HTML, the direct surface, and the entry surface. A little bit of a reference for what's in each and what's the input and the output and sort of connectivity expected. This is you activate those surfaces from your companion proper. And then you, in essence, just can switch one to another. You can have a hybrid mode. You can have companions that are coming from the device or companions that are coming from the cloud, which is the HTML surface, and you can swap them. Just a bit of a text entry surface, not really interested in going through this here, but in a way for you to make it easy to do a consistent way for text entry with Xbox One and Smart Glass and Xbox. In terms of connectivity, message latencies, I've got all there for you, but the idea, I wanted to just rephrase, we have the remote rendering piece, it's only local. The cloud, of course, is local or cloud, but always prefers local. Title message is available to you, as I mentioned. That's the two-way. That's the JSON formatted bidirectional pipe I talked about. The communications, always that companion is to what's in focus on the Xbox One. You can also, of course, talk to any third-party cloud service that you desire, like I showed. And there's some expected launch for direct surface at launch time for you. In terms of what surface to choose, this is really going to be up to the experience and the companion experience you're trying to provide. Usually remote rendering is for some of more very in-depth gaming. It has a bit more of an impact because now you're using the resources of the title in order to render remotely on your Smart Glass device. The HTML surface has the least impact, and it's very good for heavy text like what we've done. All that I've shown here today is HTML. But that is sort of what we're saying. So a lot of local manipulation, a lot of text-heavy content. It's much easier to update because you just update to the cloud and it just renders there. And you don't have to update the title, which is more long-term for anything that is, it has, it's more, there is a longer cycle. Now let's talk about testing. I know you guys don't have much of experience with developing smart glass companions, but I mentioned before there is the tools, the Smart Glass Studio tool. In fact, what I was showing here on that, I forgot to mention, but what I was showing here on this phone, it was with the Smart Glass Studio on the phone. If I have time, I'll show you again on the Wolf. But this tool is slightly different for Xbox One. The screenshot here that you're seeing is the Xbox One Smart Glass. And it is the tool our developers are going to use. And it's sort of, think of it as the Smart Glass app without the Chrome. It's the everything. It's completely integrated with the platform. So everything that's available in the app is available there. You have debugging capabilities. It supports all the surfaces. You can do in connected mode, disconnected. There's a lot more flexibility of scenarios to use. And again, if you are a Windows developer, use the Windows tool. If you are an Android, use the Android and iOS and so forth and so on. However, when you are close to releasing this companion, you want to have as close to a real-world scenario of testing you want. And so 360, this was more difficult. There was some things, some more hand-holding you had to do. And it's been great with this Xbox One because we now have one environment. We don't have more a partner net and a production. Everything is live. And we have this concept of sandbox or content isolation. So when you have this tool, the Smart Glass Studio for Xbox One, you have the ability to place that companion in the same sandbox of your parent title, the one that you're associating the companion with. And that would guarantee that only those who have access to that sandbox will have access to your content. And when you go live, you put those things when you're ready to go in production, ready to go in retail mode, let's say, that's when you would move everything there. So you can have like beta, you know, you can have a very good division, developers, testers, QAs, and then in retail mode. So this wasn't possible with 360. It will be possible with Xbox One. Very, very helpful. It's going to do a lot of, it's going to help a lot in the end of the testing cycle for our developers, which is a big pain we always heard for the past year with 360, and we wanted to make sure we got that right on one. Let's see what else is interesting here. So only when you want, it's up to you when you want that to be going live. You control that. So with that, I mean, I'm not sure where you guys are, how many of you folks, but in terms of if you are beginning to design this and you wanted to know more, Microsoft contact is key. They will, and he or she will help you get through the process of how we can publish, how you can develop, and all of the things you need to know. There is a lot of things that you have to know about, the business policies or things that you don't want to get into a situation where you are doing something that is not the business policy of Smart Glass. And so there are things like, what is your availability for your service? You have to host it for X amount of months minimum. There's a lot of things that as a publisher and a creator and a designer you need to know. If you are a developer, of course, you're ready right now. You just download. If you are a partner with Xbox, it's not available to anybody in the world. But if you are an Xbox partner, you should be able to get all of this now. Just get your Visual Studio down, get your SDKs and your XDKs. And there is a lot of documentation, white papers, a bunch of things on how to get started, and how to get a lot of samples too. You can just go and see each and our APIs, which is now the HTML part of the sample APIs are on Azure right now, as you can see as well. So let's see. Evaluation, I'm told. I'm supposed to make sure you guys do that, that session code. And I think we've got good time for us to ask questions. I was going to show here if I have time. I don't know that you get so that interesting, but this is the Smart Glass Studio on the 360 that I used. I just used my account, the demo team account. Can you guys see this? No, because I am still on Wolf, okay? How about now? So this is, you know, just using my account. In this case, because I'm on the developer kit, it's more secure environment. I have to use this PartnerNet, and this is kind of, ignore the, this is the URL we have temporarily for that one. And you connect. When you connect, it's like the app, okay, connect first, and then you say Canvas, which is draw, and that's when you get, you know, the experience that I showed you, that I just closed. That's what I wanted to show that I didn't show before, but that is the Smart Glasses Studio for the Windows Phone. Okay. All right. I think I'm open for questions. Anything? Any questions? I think they tell me you should guys come to the, because they're recording, but I'll try to do a good job in repeating. So, anybody? No? On that side? On anything, I hear that, so you have a little bit more of Xbox One and Smart Glass. Any questions for the whole audience? Please come to the microphone.
I see like the main campaign, the main application, the core, has to be running on the Xbox. Are there plans to have so that the main application, the core application, be running on a PC instead of just the console?
Great question. We've heard that before. That was one of the feedbacks we received. Hey, I would love to have this companion experience to make the primary screen being a Windows, a PC device. Not for launch. We're not doing this, but it's something we are looking into. So check with us post-launch and see where we are with that. But we heard that. That's an important step for us as well.
Hi. A great talk, by the way.
Thank you.
I have kind of one question. You said there's two surfaces. One's the using the JavaScript API, so
the HTML surface one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for testing that, you host our app in the native browser control of each of the different platforms, like Android, iOS, and Windows Phone?
Yeah. So the app, as a user, you pick up your phone and you go look on your store and you say Smart Glass app. That comes down. And that is sufficient for you to control your Xbox and sufficient for you to see what's available. As a developer of the companion, mm-hmm. when you develop your companion, you host that on a website and you give us a URL for that.
Okay.
So in the case of Star Trek, it's Star Trek 2009 Smart Glass or something like that, dot whatever, Paramount, whatever it is, the domain that they use. I get that. We configure our backend services, and mm-hmm. so our app will then invoke and call our backend services and catch that URL, and then we'll render that. Think of it as an embedded browser in our app.
So for platform compatibility testing, we would just go test on, you know, the iOS one and the Windows one?
Yes. It's too bad I didn't have it. I just didn't think I had enough time, but I do have all of the supports and devices that we have. We track that on a quarterly basis, which devices are popular, which devices are not so popular, will drop and we keep adding. And then as a developer, you need to test that on the devices that are supported to make sure that we uphold the promise of it's a device that you own. Yeah. We don't want it to be, hey, it's a crappy experience on a Windows phone when it is a great experience on Android or vice versa, right? So we want to make sure that it's tested well across the devices we support.
So the other type of surface, the one where we...
The remote rendering?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Do you guys sort of host on the console and then stream to the devices? Like, what's our platform compatibility testing that we need to do for that one?
So it is you doing that from your title, the
from
parent title, from
the
your
game title. Okay.
The game title. You do Direct 3D, and then you stream that. You call and you render. You call the device through our APIs.
Through your APIs.
And then you call and you render on that device. You do the same thing. You do this, you activate the surface, and then you wait for things to be rendered from your title. So there's a bit more integration there, because you have to use the title messaging API to say, I'm ready to render. And then you have to send the frames.
And it's still being hosted in a browser control on the device.
Still hosted in a browser control on the device.
Okay, got
it. So you have to, and again, I didn't have enough space here to put, but we do have the simple screen formats and sizes for the canvas for you to draw. And we have the simple size. And from an HTML perspective, that simple set we have is sufficient for if you test your responsive design or adaptive rendering on that, you know, you'll be certainly sure that it's going to work on most of the devices, and so you can just test across, and it'll be easier testing it on. And so the same thing for the remote rendering.
Okay.
So anyways, does that answer?
Thank you. Yeah, that's perfect. That's the answer I was looking for.
All right, good. Any other questions? I can repeat if you guys do not want to come to the micro. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
I want to ask you about the, is the ADK application will have the ability to render the state and the screens?
So let me see if I understand this. Help me understand again.
So we have the game titles and the applications.
Right.
So applications also will have the capability to render the state?
No, good question. I think I made it clear. It's only the remote rendering is only for the exclusive partition.
Okay.
The reason I don't want to use the word game, because it's entirely possible for game to be done in HTML on the left-hand side of that architecture screen as part of the shared app.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I don't want to use the word game. It's really whatever you're doing on that exclusive partition, that's it. So, but anyway, so remote rendering only for the right-hand side, sorry, the right-hand side, the exclusive partition one. Any others? No? You can shout from there. I'll repeat.
Plans to open it up to C# developers?
What, the companion proper? No, I don't. I mean, I don't know the answer to that. I don't think right now it is HTML and Direct-D straight onto if you do remote rendering. So what?
If you're building apps in C#, do you want to
No, I don't. I don't want to give an answer that's perhaps wrong. So I'm gonna be safe and say I don't think it is supported. I know it's not supported. And I don't know that it's gonna be planned soon. Maybe post launch.
You get +1 view for a vote.
Okay, how many more votes so I can tell them? Everybody was yay, yay. Okay, we'll do that. Any others? We've got another 3 or even more time. Well, thank you guys for coming. I appreciate your time being here early on a Friday on the last day. Hope you enjoyed it. And fill your evaluation so we know, like the gentleman here up front saying, hey, more Xbox stuff in the build next year. We'll make sure we pass that along. So please put that in there. Thank you. Appreciate it.